In November last year, the water sector committed to reaching net zero by 2030 for its operational emissions with a net zero route map. We speak to Nathan Richardson, head of policies at WaterWise, to discuss the route map and how important it is for water utilities to focus on household water consumption as part of their net zero carbon journey. Hi, Nathan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
You're welcome. Perhaps we can just start with you just giving us a brief introduction into who WaterWise are and what you guys do.
Yeah, so WaterWise is a not-for-profit NGO. We're focused on water efficiency and water use in the UK. So we're all about using water wisely everywhere, every day in what we do as people at work and people at home and businesses as well. So we're a small team. We all work from home, especially during the pandemic over the last year.
Okay. So getting onto the subject of water use and climate change, can you talk us through perhaps some of the links between water use and climate change?
So we're increasingly recognising the climate emergency that we face, and water is really one of the key media through which climate change is going to be felt by society. So there are a couple of sort of key connections on the climate change adaptation side of things. So how do we deal with the climate change that we're going to be seeing? Then we're going to face pretty big water shortages and deficits into the future, in a large part due to climate change. So we need to find ways to either reduce our water use or find new water supplies, or preferably a sort of combination of the two things, to help us adapt to a future climate where water's availability is going to be more scarce. And on the other side, there's a mitigation element as well, climate change mitigation element. So every litre of water that we use has a carbon footprint. So if we use less water, we reduce our emissions, both in businesses and at home as well.
Okay. And what impact is the UK's water industry currently having on the government's commitment to net zero carbon?
So the UK water industry is one of the most carbon intensive industries in the UK. It's the fourth most it's the fourth most emissions intensive industry in the UK. So it has a big part to play in reaching the UK's net zero targets. And around 1% of the UK's emissions come from the operations of the water companies. So, yeah, they've got a big role to play just in sort of how they operate and what they do to deliver water to us in helping meet those net zero ambitions.
Okay. And with regards to sort of household water consumption as opposed to sort of operational, how is household consumption currently kind of affecting carbon emissions?
So on top of the emissions from the water companies themselves, just through their sort of operations, there's the emissions from how we use water at home and in our businesses. And they're much bigger than the water companies' emissions. They're about 10 to 20 times greater than the emissions from just supplying and taking wastewater away from us. That household households have a key role and a key sort of opportunity in helping us bring down carbon emissions through using water more efficiently, particularly hot water.
Okay. So hot water with regards to sort of boilers, sort of hot showers, baths, that sort of thing?
That's right, yeah. So around 3% of emissions come from how we use hot water in just in taps and showers and baths. You know, so it is significant. And then there are also emissions from use of washing machines and dishwashers, which make up about 1% of UK emissions. So it follows that, you know, if we use less hot water in our homes, then we can make a dent in those UK carbon emissions and help reach net zero.
Okay, all right. Well, I think I'm going to come back to sort of perhaps what sort of households can do and how water companies can help households reduce their consumption. But I want to talk a little bit about the actual net zero 2030 roadmap. It sets out the industry's vision for how water companies will play their part in tackling climate change. In your opinion, does the roadmap actually address all the challenges that need to be overcome if we are to achieve a decarbonated water industry?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the net zero, the roadmap 2030. The water industry in the UK is one of the first it's one of the first industries in the world to make such an ambitious commitment. It's a really inspiring sort of step. So I'm really positive that they've done that. But the roadmap only really deals with their own emissions, you know, the 1% that come from the operations of the water companies themselves. And it doesn't really deal with the larger proportion, which is from how water is actually then used in people's homes and businesses. So I would like the roadmap to start looking further beyond 2030 and to start looking beyond the water company's own operational emissions and what role the water sector can play in helping wider society reduce its carbon footprint.
Okay. So the water companies have already sort of started to respond to the roadmap with their own plans. How's WaterWise actually going to support them in their goals?
So one of the pathways that the sector has set out to reduce its carbon footprint is a demand pathway. So it does recognise that, you know, if we use less water, then the companies themselves need to pump less water and they need to treat less water. They've got less wastewater to treat. So there's a direct sort of role in and a direct link between water efficiency and the sort of things that WaterWise does, its campaigns and behaviour change initiatives and research projects, and helping the water sector on that demand pathway by reducing the demand for water from households and businesses.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about the fact that the roadmap doesn't actually really include any measures for reducing household consumption and related emissions. Do you think there should be a greater focus on kind of consumer-customer engagement and education? Because I'm sure most people aren't really aware about how just simple water use is affecting our emissions.
I think so. The link is under-recognised between water use and energy use. You know, the connection between the two, the fact that 5 or 6% of UK emissions are from how we're using water, you know, that isn't widely recognised, you know, in policy sort of circles, but also just in in the public sort of consciousness as well. So water companies, energy companies, they have a lot of engagements with customers, and we want them to make more about this link, to make more to reference it more, because it's an additional motivator for people to take action. It's something people can do, you know, in their own homes. They can control to some extent, you know, their sort of water use and how much water they might save. So it's a relatively straightforward way of people in their own situations, their own sort of houses, actually reducing their carbon footprint as well as their water use.
I think I saw something written that you did a survey and people thought that they were using about 20 litres a day. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So there's a real lack of awareness of out there of how much water people actually use. So,
and how much are they using if they're thinking they're using 20?
So we surveyed around 2,000 people, and virtually half of the people surveyed thought they used about 20 litres a day, when in fact they're using about 140, 150 litres a day on average. So there's a huge gap between what people sort of perceive or think and what the reality is. So there is a huge role for awareness raising and education, and also, you know, things like smart metering, water metering, where you can actually provide customers with the information on how much water they're using.
Okay, which leads us a little bit on to obviously sort of advisor's role, because we take the smart meter data in order to sort of provide sort of consumption patterns and things. If so, do you think companies like Advizo that deliver customer engagement solutions for utilities play an important role in supporting water utilities and their net zero journey?
Definitely, 100%. I think, you know, we've moved into a digital age. People expect to have information to hand, you know, that's bespoke to their own situation and that's relevant to them. So linking up smart meter data, the water consumption data that's, you know, becoming available, with technologies that put that information in people's hands and allow them to make informed and quick sort of decisions on how they can reduce their water bills, how they can sort of help their local environment, reduce their carbon footprint, etc. It's exactly what is needed. The days of people getting a water bill every 6 months, and you know, you look at your water bill, you've got really no idea, you know, how much water you've used, how you compare with your sort of peers or neighbours, etc. But hopefully, those days are disappearing, and customers will be empowered through, you know, companies like Advizo to take a much more sort of proactive and engaged role in their sort of water use and managing their water use.
Yeah, I think sort of until more recently, you only really think about it when there's a hose pipe ban or something like that announced that you realise actually, you know, there's a water shortage. But I think customer awareness is increasing, but probably water companies can still do a lot more to help engage and educate.
I think so. Definitely. There's a lot of that can be done to raise awareness, but there's also the behaviour change side of things as well. So it's one thing sort of making people aware of, you know, how their water use might affect the local environment or contribute to sort of carbon emissions, etc. But it's another thing actually giving them the information and behavioural nudges to make them change their behaviours. That's a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
That's a lot more difficult to achieve. Companies like Advizo that are putting that information into people's hands in a tailored, sort of bespoke way are really helping. You know, they're going to be really sort of helping on that behaviour change part of it beyond just awareness raising.
Okay. And what are the policies or actions relating to household consumption, in your opinion, could be put in place to help reach those net zero targets?
Well, we'd be really keen to see much faster rollout of smart metering. So there are already plans to roll out smart meters to customers' homes. By about 2050, 90% of households will have a smart meter, but that's too slow, we think. We'd like to see all customers have those meters installed by 2035. And once you've got that information, you know, you've got a much richer data set then to help spot leaks and to help engage with customers on sort of water consumption, etc. So smart metering, we'd like to see that sped up a bit. We'd also like to see a water efficiency label. So, you know, when you go and buy a washing machine or a product, you'll see an energy label these days, but we'd like to see a water efficiency label sitting alongside it so that customers have got a choice. When they buy a product, they can see which products are more efficient than others, and it will help drive the market for more efficient water-using products. Those are probably the two key things: smart metering, speeding up the rollout, and also having a sort of mandatory water label on products so that people can choose the more efficient products.
And what about sort of home retrofit programs or the grants and things?
Yeah, that's a great point. In the past, those programs have tended to be quite siloed. So you'd have an energy program, and then you might have the water companies trying to do a water program. You might have waste sort of organisations trying to reduce people's waste. What we'd like to see is a more sort of whole house approach. So something that actually joins up, a retrofit program that joins up, so it helps reduce energy use and water use and waste. And you get a lot more benefits from a more integrated program rather than the sort of quite sort of disparate and separated sort of programs that we've seen to date. It is a huge challenge. There's 28 million homes out there, and reducing the carbon emissions from those homes is going to be one of the big challenges over the next two decades. And, you know, water use, water consumption is a relatively easy win, and cheap win, and it benefits the customers as well.
Okay. And final question. Do you think the proposed targets are actually achievable?
I think the 2050 target, it is achievable. I want to go quicker really, because it literally is a climate emergency, and every year when we're not making sufficient changes, we're just stacking up problems for ourselves and our children in the future. So we have to achieve those goals. It might require some changes to how we live our lives and how our sort of houses operate, existing and new sort of houses, etc., and how we travel around. But they are achievable. Climate Change Committee has shown it can be done. It just needs the right policies and commitments from government and businesses and all of us to make it happen.
Okay. Well, let's hope it does. Thank you. Thank you ever so much for your time.
Great. No, it's really, really thanks for an invitation to talk to you today.
Brilliant. Lovely. All right. Thank you ever so much, Nathan.